and will be right at hand. Until just about the same time next week is Shalom Shalom. Hallelujah.
Meeting that is coming to Lusaka. Many of you know.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the News Bulletin.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines. Government is making efforts to import as much power. Parliamentary Cassis announces renewed commitment. And in international news, Trump to host signing of a peace deal between leaders of DR Congo and Rwanda. And in sports news, FAT sets record straight on Avant grant payment report. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. Information and Media Minister and Chief Government Spokesperson Konas Mwetwa says government is making effort to import as much power as it can afford, along with implementing other energy reforms to mitigate load shedding. Mr. Mwetwa says a number of solar plants are being set up to mitigate load shedding and increase national electricity supply. He notes that projects like the 100 megawatts Chisamba 2 solar plant are in progress with the aim of adding another 100 megawatts to the national grid. He further says government is not in a rush to foster constitutional amendments, contrary to claims regarding the timing and inclusivity of the process, especially with the 2026 general election approaching. The minister has further clarified that the pronouncement by the Constitutional Court that Bill 7 required stakeholders' consultation came after President Hakainde Hichilema already deferred the bill. He has stated that the current verdict of the Constitutional Court is that there is no legal impediment to the progression of Bill 7. Chairperson of the Parliamentary Cassis on WASH, Twambo Motinta, has announced a series of renewed commitment aimed at strengthening Zambia's fight against cholera and improving water, sanitation and hygiene WASH services across key public sectors. Speaking during a stakeholder engagement, Motinta emphasized that cholera continues to affect communities annually, underscoring the need for sustainable and enhanced investment in the prevention system. He revealed that parliamentaries are ready to reinforce financing for the Muchinga Central Province Cholera Elimination Plan as one of their top priorities. Mutinta outlined 11 major commitments, beginning with the strengthening of performance indicators and monitoring system in WASH programs. He noted that current track machines are inadequate, making it difficult to measure progress or identify gaps.
Financing for Mount Central Cholera Elimination Plan. I think we are all aware how we get affected with cholera on an annual basis. So one of the commitments we are ready to undertake as parliamentarians is to reinforce the financing for Mount Central Cholera Elimination Plan. The commitment number four is to strengthen sector performance indicators and the monitoring systems. So we pledge that going forward we also work to ensure that we have dedicated indicators around the WASH in healthcare facilities, WASH in schools, WASH around hygiene targets, so that we are able to track where we are, what we are not doing well. At the moment, I think we are not tracking these performance indicators very well. Then the other commitment is to safeguard maternal and newborn health through non-negotiable WASH in healthcare facilities. And I know a lot of members of parliament, those who are constructing maternal annexes, they're also providing water. But our pledge is that we want to enhance this, and we will continue as parliamentarians, we are making an affirmation to ensure that WASH in health facilities becomes non-negotiable, so that we can protect our mothers and the newborn, and also prevent healthcare-associated infections. the commitment number 7, we want to commit that we will promote equitable work in the schools. This is something which is already happening, but we want to enhance our promotion of WASH, equitable WASH in schools. Then also we are praying that we will continue, like it is already happening, to optimize the use of constituent development funds for WASH. And I think the local members of parliament have demonstrated already here on Mangango, he demonstrated how much has allocated the level of resources. Honorable also did mention how, and I think all the MPs, if they will give you the numbers, how much CDF is taking most of their shares, it's quite huge. And this commitment remains, and we will continue to ensure that CDF prioritizes WASH as much as possible. And we are also committing to strengthen our collaboration with the various stakeholders. As parliamentarians, I know we are working with WaterAid, WASCO, many others. I think in the coming year, we want to see these relationships growing and we make them stronger. And also, we are committing to a concrete parliamentary action in 2026 and beyond. So, as a caucus, as a team, we are also sitting down to define very concrete actions for some of these commitments. So that becomes very deliberate, very concise, precise on some of the few things that we feel we need to achieve. So we are also agreeing that we'll come up with this. And lastly, we are wanting to prioritize climate resilient WASH solutions. I think we heard the story of Mwandi and many others where climate change is becoming a reality. So as parliamentarians, we pledge that we also need a lot of capacity for climate resilience WASH solutions. So our commitment is to collaborate, but also to enhance our ability to ensure that the WASH solutions that we are devising, they are climate resilient, so that we manage the various shocks that comes with climate change. So, colleagues, these are 11 commitments that we have made, and we'll be able to draw them into very brief deliverables. I thank you all, and I think at this point, we'll ask the members who are here to suspend their submissions in terms of some of the actions we want to take as a caucus, as part of our commitment, so that the various partners going forward, they will also pick the pieces of work that they think they can commit to work with us. As you start the new year, we want to look back and be able to see what type of deliverables we have achieved from this commitment that we are making. Thank you.
The body of a 21-year-old Fielder Mwansa, one of the three individuals who went missing after a super boat capsized on Lake Bangweulu, has been retrieved. Chief Nabuli District Commissioner Stanislas Mukosa confirmed that the recovery was made yesterday, Wednesday 3rd December 2025. The tragedy occurred when the super boat transporting food security packs inputs to Bambala Island was hit by a heavy storm and overturned. Two other boats in the convoy managed to reach the island safely. The missing include Koswani Ingenj Kasawa, 25, and Kapambwe Mushota, 21, all three are from the same family. Lopra Province Premier Secretary Prudence Chinama Kangwa says the province is deeply saddened by the loss and announced that the Marine Unit and the Provincial Joint Operation Committee are continuing search and recovery operation. The provincial administration has cautioned residents to avoid traveling on the lake during unstable weather conditions, especially as the rain season intensifies. President Hakainde Hichilema says government has identified over 1,800 more children with physical disabilities in the country. In a speech delivered on his behalf by Community Development and Social Service Minister Tolin Mwamba, the head of state described the situation as heartbreaking. Mr. Hichilema encouraged families not to lose hope, ensuring that the help is on the way. He thanked John and friends in America for donating sensitive devices for the faith.